Chapter 5. Double Bar C Ranch, near Midland, Texas, 1845 hours, 2 September 2005. As the Gulfstream taxied back toward the hangar, Castillo saw four women standing by a silver Jaguar XJ8, 50 yards away, near an enormous, slowly bobbing horsehead oil pump, several horses and maybe a dozen Santa Gertrudis steers stood watching. There had been horses and Santa Gertrudis cattle grazing on the Double Bar C long before the first automobile had bounced over the West Texas prairie, and long before the first well had tapped the Permian oil basin beneath it. The first time Castillo had been shown the ranch, he was 12 at the time, his newly discovered grandfather, Don Fernando Castillo, had told him, "We were comfortable, Carlos, before they put the first hole down. I often think we were happier. Life was certainly simpler before they found the oil." And seeing the pump now, he had the same reaction to it he'd had to the first pump he had ever seen. "Every time that thing goes up and down, it's 50 cents in his pocket. And there are a lot of those pumps. The only difference between then and now is that today West Texas sweet crude brings $50 a barrel. That, and Abuela left the Double Bar C to me." The women waiting for the Gulfstream were Castillo's grandmother, his Abuela, and Colonel Alfredo Munz's wife and two daughters. The warmth of his memory of Don Fernando turned to cold anger with the sight of the Munzes and the reason they were at the ranch. "God damn the miserable bastards who go after a man's family." Munz's family had come to the Double Bar C because of a very real threat to their lives in Argentina.
"Wake up, First Officer," Jake Torin said. "We are, no thanks to you, safely on the ground."
Castillo unfastened his shoulder harness and went into the cabin. Alfredo Munz was already out of his seat, waiting for the stair door to be opened. Castillo worked it and then waved Munz off the plane first. Castillo saw that Munz had not taken his suitcase with him. He picked it up and went down the stairs with it. He saw the younger girl running toward her father, followed by the older girl and then, moving more slowly, Señora Munz. In a moment, Munz had his arms around all of them. Castillo looked at Doña Alicia and saw that she had a handkerchief to her eyes.
"And mine aren't exactly dry, either."
He went to his grandmother. She put her arms around him.
"Hey, Abuela, how's my favorite girl?"
"Very annoyed with you, as usual," she said,
and kissed him. She looked at the Munzes.
"How long is he going to stay?"
she asked.
"Until I need him, and that will probably be soon. A couple days."
"And when will it be safe for his family to go back to Argentina?"
"Not for a while yet."
"And when are you going to come and stay longer than 10 minutes?
Divulgence of any detail of any operation conducted under the authority of a presidential finding to persons not holding the specific top-secret presidential security clearance is a felonious violation of the United States Code, punishable by fine and imprisonment. A drug enforcement agent in Paraguay has been kidnapped by drug dealers, Castillo said. The president wants us to try to get him back, and I have no idea how to do that.
She looked at him but did not reply. I don't have to tell you to keep that to yourself, do I?
She shook her head to show the admonition was entirely unnecessary.
I don't know whether I'm very proud of you, my darling, or very sad for you. I guess both.
5 minutes later, the Gulfstream III broke ground.